Ran it from Bennett.
If it's happening in sports,
BYOG, bring your own guts.
You'll find it first on 105.5 The Roar.
That's the Scorpions. Oh, by the way, I think they're kind of strange dudes, but I like the stuff. Sam Blackman this hour.
What was the 80s like?
80s?
Was it just wild?
Not a whole lot different.
Was
than
it
now,
as
man.
Wild as Hot Tub Time Machine makes it out to be?
No. I mean, you had members only jackets and you had new music stuff like that. But like, I don't know. I was still a kid. Clemson just won a national championship in football. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. You had bad hair and I don't know. What music was like, I don't know, MTV, stuff like that.
It was stereotypically from a kid that didn't grow up in that era.
Yeah.
It's wild haircuts.
Yeah.
The weirdest clothing you've seen.
Right.
The music was that kind of stuff. It was the hair metal, that kind of...
But you also had like Michael Jackson and Madonna.
Sure, sure. It was a very recreational time in terms of
promiscuity?
Yes.
Pre-disease? Well, you had some diseases, but you have a lot of other diseases.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That was before my active years.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, we're getting into the good stuff.
Well, no, I'm just trying to be honest with you, buddy.
That was before the
predates activity. Me a little bit. Yeah,
one of the funnier, shorter stories you tell is about your dad trying to sit you down for the birds and bees talk.
Yeah, he waited too late, man. And I just told him, man, what do you need to know, man?
What do you need to know?
What you need? You like that one? What can I clue you in on, bro?
What do you need to know, man? I gotta help.
How can I assist you? You like that?
That's so funny.
You like some of my stories on there. Not all
some
of them.
Some of them are good. Others are, I've heard a million times. Yeah. And it's all right. But
just stop me when you heard them too much.
No,
it's my wife does this now. My wife hates jokes.
Does she?
And I tell the same joke twice. She's like, I've heard it.
Your wife's got a good sense of humor, though.
She had a great sense of humor.
She does.
I got a good one for you.
What do you need to know,
I cried laughing yesterday. All right, we're going. This is a good story. We're going to the PGA.
You're leaving today or tomorrow?
No, we're going Saturday.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I think it's a weekend already.
Yeah, we're going Saturday. And I'm going with three other buddies. And one of my buddies went yesterday. You know my buddy.
Yes.
One of them went yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, man, I went to Quail, and he gave us a whole rundown of all these parking lots. Mm-hmm. And he goes over, now, and these are golf professionals. One guy's a golf professional. He goes, we can park in the PGA lot for PGA members, and there's a shuttle about 30 minutes. And he goes, there's other options. There's pay options that are fairly close within a mile or so. There's one lot that's 0.7 miles. He mapped all this stuff out. And he's giving us all these options of what we could do. And my wisecracking friend says, I got one for us. How about you just drop us off at the gate? Oh, man, that was good. Trail, TREHEL.com. When I mentioned Trail, I wish Trail would, like, do homes. Like, I'd build a home every year if I could build a Trail. Like, you think about how many people would just build, like, multiple homes if Trail did homes. In a way, I'm glad, though, they don't do that because it saved me some time from doing it. But that'd be an interesting deal there. I can just remember in dealing with people, and I've heard this multiple times. When's y'all's restaurant opening up? When's y'all's business opening up? How's the school stuff? You know, I know people in the school systems and superintendents and principals and stuff like this. I say, hey, how's the school coming? Like, oh man, it's just been a disaster. We're way behind. We had an apartment building, Zach. Remember this apartment complex? We won't name our names, but they didn't move in time. Remember that? A couple of years ago. Then they had to like house these people elsewhere because they were so far behind in what they promised. Remember that?
I do.
Well, that stuff doesn't happen at Trail because the design build works. The same company designs it, builds it. They cut back on all that excess time, all those change orders, all the fighting that goes on between architects and contractors. Same company designs it, builds it. And so I love hearing people with Trail when they deal with how they go, oh, man, we went with Trail, and it went great. And I see a Trail sign. I lived at a couple different places that Trail built while we were redoing our home. How's it going over here? Well, they're ahead of schedule. Their budget, they're really way on budget. So it's just a completely different experience. Besides that, the people, you're going to love it. TREHEL.com. Got a lot to get into in this hour. Let's go over to Anderson, 654-ROAR on our Northland Communication phone lines. Hey, Toby, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Nick. How you doing, bud?
Couldn't be better.
I know that's right. We're blessed with another day. Yeah. Everything's good.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, you might have touched on this, Mickey, and I don't get a chance, you know, to listen a whole lot. But realistically, what are your expectations for our Tigers this year, Mick?
In terms of wins and losses, or in terms of, you know, a big picture term, or, you know, a specific term, like I think the offense is going to be pretty good, not prolific 40 points a game, but I don't think the offense is going to take this huge, massive step backwards. If you look at Clemson the last 5 or 6 years, they've averaged last 5 years, 33 points a game, 41, 41, 30, 38, and 39. And only those, you know, really two with Deshaun Watson. I think they're going to average about 35 points a game. So just that would be 4 points less a game than last year. Defensively, I think they're going to be better. Now, remember this. This is the last 5 years. 29, 24, 22, 16, 21, and 18. That's the last 6 years. Last 2 years, 18 points a game, 21 points a game. Year before that, 16 points a game. I think you're going to talk about right around 18. Offenses are gaining more than 17, 18 points a game. I think you'll see several quarterbacks play. I think you'll see a great offensive line. I think Feaster's going to be a really good running back. Fuller will be okay. Wide receivers, boy, Kane and Higgins and some of these underneath, or Rodgers and McCloud are going to have good years. Defense has some special years in there. Wins and losses wise, you know, I just don't know about Auburn yet, or Louisville, or Virginia Tech, NC State. Those are the ones that would worry you a little bit. I think 10 wins is a very, very – very obtainable goal, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Clemson-Florida State game, the winner of the Clemson-Florida State game, wins the division, wins the conference, and goes to the playoffs again.
Right, right. And I was thinking, out of all of our receivers, you know, we got Kane and all those coming back, but as trying to replace somebody like Mike Williams, I believe Overton's got the body type to be that type player.
He does. I don't know if he's on that. He's trending towards that way. He's on that path. I don't think he's there yet. I think that he's a basketball guy that is, you know, getting bigger and getting stronger. But with that said, he's not really there yet. Mike Williams, as a freshman, caught 20 balls for 316 yards and 3 touchdowns. Let me see what Overton did last year. This is a freshman. But yeah, he had, that's the skill set that he has. But is he physically there yet? I don't know that. And then is he – he's just a – by the way, he caught only 2 passes last year, 48 yards and a touchdown. One of those was a 45-yard touchdown. Is he that alpha dog yet? Can he go up – when the ball's in the air, is it his football? Because Mike Williams had that attitude. It was physical with Mike Williams, don't get me wrong. But it was that mental attitude of the ball's in the air, and that's my football, not yours.
Right.
And does he have that alpha dog mentality to go get what is rightfully his rather than the defensive back? I don't know that with him yet. That can be developed a little bit, and it really starts to develop from the confidence of he's just bigger and stronger. I think he's another year away. Now, the hard part for him is he's got Kane a little ahead of him right now, obviously, but then T. Higgins comes in, and I think Higgins has that kind of ability and attitude to where – you know, that's my ball first. So shame on you for even thinking that's your football.
Right. Well, you know, in my opinion, you know what they say about opinions, but I think as long as we got Dabo Swinney on the sideline,
yeah,
we pretty much, you know, we're going to be pretty good as long as he's on the sidelines for us.
I agree with that. And really, Toby, it sets it. I mean, Venable's the same way. Those are the two. But they've got a culture. I was at practice yesterday. I've only been twice now. It's the only time they let us in. And I'm just noticing each year, I'm noticing a little more and a little more. About six, seven years ago, that was very first game, that Georgia Tech game. The culture changed a little bit. And Toby, I appreciate the phone call. I'll get into it here a little bit. His very first practice, all right? The guys are throwing, you know, take a sip of water and throw the cup on the ground. No, that doesn't happen anymore. And the people say, that's stupid. Who cares? That's a cultural thing. The punter, remember Dawson Zimmerman who jogged off the field and Dabo made him run back out and do it again? Little stuff like that. Then you get to the point where, you know, you got a little more competition. We're going to practice a little bit differently around here. And so then the off-season stuff. Then you start recruiting a little better players. The next thing that happens is, man, if I don't work in the off-season, then I won't play at all. And so I want to play. So now the expectations level. Then the freshmen come in and they see that work ethic. And part of the thing, too, is they recruit these guys that it's just a little bit different guy, too. Again, like a Deion Cain could have gone to Florida and been a star. His very first year. He comes here and he's got Mike Williams ahead of him. And you know what? That's okay. He's caught enough balls so far. He's caught 14 touchdown passes so far. That's okay. He wouldn't have caught 14 at Florida even if he was a star. but that's okay. And Ray McLeod, these guys have waited their turn. Tanner Muse has waited his turn. And that's okay.
But here it is.
Right. Now here it is.
Here it is.
Now let's see what you go do with it.
Let's see what you got. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. This is an absolute, it's a program, it's a culture. There's competition everywhere. And we watched Albert Huggins yesterday, and Niles Pinckney yesterday, and Jordan Williams yesterday. And you know what? They're great up front with Lawrence and with Wilkins. They're great. And physically, those are two top 10 draft picks. Both those guys, you agree with that, Zach? Both those guys will be slated in the top 10 in the respective NFL drafts.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
There's not a huge drop-off to get to Huggins and Pinckney and Jordan Williams. There's just not. After watching Jordan Williams yesterday, I can tell you this. Scott Pagano made the right decision.
You think so?
Yeah. Jordan Williams is a talent, my friend. He is an absolute, he's just a beast. He's only 280. He's not a 300-pound monster yet, but his pad level, his quickness, his intensity, man, that guy's going to be an absolute beast. Let me mention this. I love this text right here. Mickey, shout out to my wife, Mrs. Surface, like your wife, first day of the year. Clemson Elementary needs to get a little urban nirvana. There you go. Take care of that. Make her feel better about herself. Rejuvenate. I never understood culture. And I've worked at some places. I worked at a couple different golf courses.
Sure.
For a couple different head pros right when I first got out of school. And there's a culture difference in those places. One place, slack off. One place, walk a pretty tight line, tight ship. Walk a thin line, tight line, tight rope. You got a little more discipline in there.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? One place, my very first day of work at this place, right? Guy comes up. I think I told you this before. Guy comes up. It's after hours. I'm working outside staff at this time. Pro shop's closed. His clothes, keys, rental car keys, everything's upstairs in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Tells the guy, guy's got his feet up on the cart. Hey, guy, I got to get inside. Nah, I don't know anything. I can't help you, buddy. Well, who do I call? I don't know. What can I call security? The number I can call? I got to get in there. I got a rental car. I got to return. I've got a flight tonight. I said, man, what do I do? And the guy's smoking a cigarette, and he looks up and goes, I'll be honest with you, sir. They don't pay me enough to worry about it.
Jeez.
Other place I work at, guys, like unbelievable tight ship. Everything is on time, every single time, done right, to the T. Different culture. Completely different culture. You've seen it. We've seen it here at WCCP.
Sure.
We've seen the culture change here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you see it at your office. Teachers going to school for the first time, they see it with their principals. It's different, a completely different culture. I didn't understand it in sports until a little older in life, a little later in life. But you're starting to see it. And now it is about talent. Don't get me wrong, it's about talent. But it's the kind of players that they would attract through all of that. That you get a little bit different kid that's attracted to that. And when the kids recruit, they come and they say, hey, man, I'm more like these guys than those guys. I think that's why it's so hard in basketball now to do the culture when you're one and done. How do you create a culture if you're one and done? Culture is your red shirt, and then you come in like, how's it done around here? In year two and year three, I see it now. Now I'm the guy leading the brand. I'm the guy that's leading the off-season workouts where nobody sees. Let me get Stevie in Simpsonville. Hey, good morning, Stevie. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Couldn't be better.
I tell you how you maintain the culture is you bring in the ladies of the night and specifically, you know, let them take horseback riding for a semester. That's how you keep the one and done's happy. But anyway, real quick, yesterday's practice. Who made you giddy as a kid in the candy store? I kind of want to know who you saw out there and besides T, because we kind of understand T. Higgins got some special talent coming in. Who else did you see out there that you are really looking forward to getting on the field and watching them play maybe this season or maybe if they redshirt some of the incoming freshmen? I'll take it off there.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Falsinelli did that for me against Christian Wilkins yesterday. I thought Niles Pinckney showed me some of that. Now, again, in an Oklahoma drill is tight quarters of just testosterone, man-on-man, you know, football, not playing in space like the game's played. But in that toughness, in that I want to stick my nose up in there and I really want to compete, and attitude-wise, two guys, Tanner Muse, Jordan Williams. Those are the two that I just went, whoa, my gracious. Albert Huggins had it. Pinckney had it. Falsinelli had it. Tavian Fischer had it. Etienne kind of has it a little bit. A lot of those guys have it, but I'm talking about like just stand out and make you go, now that's what you're talking about. Tanner Muse and Jordan Williams. Those are the two there. My friends at Prime Lending want to help you out with your next loan, your next mortgage. You can do that with our friends at PrimeLendingSC.com. Mark Hawkins, Amanda Kamal, the great, great folks. Here's what I'm telling you about Prime Lending. Well, you have to do it on new home buy. If you're in your home right now and you're looking to, I don't know, man, get that thing down to 15 years or 20 years, or if you maybe looking to save a little money every single month, or if you are looking to remodel your home, we did this also at our home. And Zach, you know, I have you and Kristen over all the time now. We're able to entertain because of our good folks at Prime Lending. Local people that would want to just talk to you, want you to meet with them, want to sit there, and that's kind of crazy. Not a .com company or an 800 company, right here, they want to meet with you, want to see you, want to learn who you are, want to be a friend, want to like just, you know, be there for you, answer all your questions. You're not rushed. It's our great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Start that conversation today. You're going to love it. Quickly before break, how does Travis Etienne look? Dabba keeps bragging on him. He looks like a freshman in many ways, but he's got a little something to him. He's got a good burst. I don't know about his balance yet. I hadn't seen him get hit. I don't know about his vision yet. Don't know any of that stuff yet. I hadn't seen his pass protection yet, but he's got a little something to him. In many ways, he looks like a freshman. His body looks a little bit like a freshman, but he's got a little something to him. I think you're going to like Etienne. I think he's going to be good back for you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Sam Blackman, we're going to talk some rivalries and some great coaching rivalries that Clemson coaches have had when you return for more with Zach on Mickey Moore after this.
Be sure to come to Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road for the annual WCCP College Football Kickoff Show, Thursday, August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be plenty of giveaways, cold beer, and great food at WCCP's College Football Kickoff Show at Twin Peaks, August 17th. Head to Bojangles for a large 32-ounce legendary iced tea for just $1.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson is your locally owned outfitter, women's boutique, shoe store, gourmet foods and home goods store. From candles and dresses to tents and fly fishing gear, Elkmont has it. Elkmont offers clothing and gear for an outdoor lifestyle, so come in and get ready for summer with a stand-up paddleboard or kayak from Jackson, Perception, or Wilderness Systems. Elkmont has the area's best selection and rentals for you to try before you buy. But folks, you already know all this about Elkmont, but what you might not know is that they have recently opened a craft beer bar and restaurant featuring 16 taps of the area's best locally crafted beer and great food as well. Craft beer, excellent food, all that's missing is you. Elkmont is located at the Highway 93 exit off Highway 123 across from Bojangles. And remember, folks, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Like a 2017 Fusion Escape or Mustang, 0% interest for 72 months and $1,000 in trade assist. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through August 22nd. Must trade 95 or newer vehicle for trade assist.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
Temperatures are on the rise, and now is the perfect time to make sure you're ready for summer's heat with a Coleman air conditioning system for your home. Known for rugged dependability and tremendous value, Coleman products stand the test of time. Plus, every Coleman unit is backed by industry-leading warranties. Call Roland Services and Tailors, your local Coleman dealer at 864-360-2822 for a free evaluation of your system. And learn how you can save up to 50% in energy costs this summer.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. School is back. Start the school year off right using Zero Res, without harsh chemicals, without any residue left behind. Zero Res empowered water helps you. It's clean. It's without residue, and it can be used on any surface. Now, mention my name to get three rooms at only $129. You could get one room free. I want you to call 654-558-7300. That's 654-558-7370. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com for your appointment. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Don't forget about their air duct cleaning specials. Again, get that free bottle of Empowered Water. You're going to love it. It's our good friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com. It is almost 7:30 here on a Wednesday morning, time for our noted author and Clemson historian, our good friend Sam Blackman. Good morning, Sammy. How you doing?
Morning, Mickey. How you doing?
Couldn't be better. Saw you at lunch yesterday. Said, Sam, let's talk some coaches. I want to start with Danny Ford and Ryle. I want to talk about it from two different standpoints. One is his success against legends like Joe Paterno, Tom Osborne, Barry Switzer, Woody Hayes, Don Nealon. He had great successes against those guys in bowl games. And then two, against the guys he'd face on a yearly basis. I mean, him and Vince Dooley had a great rivalry. Let's talk about both of those. First, let's begin with that Danny Ford. And I know you spent a lot of time with him during that time. Man, he took down some giants in Osborne and Paterno and Switzer and Woody Hayes and Don Nealon and some of those guys.
Yes, Mickey, it reconfirmed our standing on the national scene whenever he would face those large, well-known ranked schools. And Coach Ford had a good record over those, like you mentioned. And it was just a good time for Clemson football. And, of course, like you mentioned, Georgia, Mickey, of course, we still have a lot of recruiting wars and battles with over recruits, that where both teams are after, and it it intensified the rivalry, and it was nothing better than those games with Georgia in the 80s. It was just a nip and tuck and field goal. Your field goal kickers were the game heroes and things like this, and it was just amazing, the rivalries, and it's just a shame that those two teams can't play more often now. I hope one day we can see them play again, but the scheduling is so, with conference schedules the way they are now, it's just, I guess, hard to work in, but I'm just glad that we can play Auburn coming up and things like this, but yes, Mickey, it goes back to your recruiting wars and battles over recruits, and it also forms is, of course, your in-state rivals. You're after the same recruits, and the fan bases are related to each other, and so on and so forth. So it makes for fun in college football, and of course, it's nothing new, Mickey, over the years. You put rivalries between the two between schools. What happens? It helps sells tickets to the games, and that's what if we go back to say like Coach Howard, he used to say things about the other teams, and Mickey, the premise of all that was to help sell tickets to the games and give the media something to talk about and, print and things like this.
Sammy, in thinking about the bowl games that he had and those huge – and it's really one of the things that it was the last game of the year, so he had a lot of great feelings in the offseason. He put an awful lot of emphasis on bowl games to the point where he did it a little bit differently. A lot of teams wouldn't come down as early, but I know you're involved in almost all these trips where they were down there for right. 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah, it was like a camp, Mickey, and I remember – they used to in Gary Wade, former strength coach. He used to carry a lot of the weight equipment, just lots of it. He'd fill up a Ryder truck full or U-Haul, big truck full of weight equipment. It was an encampment. It was a it was almost like a Mickey second season is getting ready to start. It's a way to he would do two-a-days, and it was a very tough camp. And I remember watching it, and then the place kickers would go over there and kick field goals. I think I used to go shag balls for them and catch them, bring them back, and sometimes I would hold the balls for the kickers, you know. And the bus drivers would do the same thing. And we had a good time. The players were working awfully hard, and it was, like I said, Mickey, it was just like a August practice over again, and it was a good way for them to work, get some work in. And Coach Ford looked at it as a way to get the players in camp and I guess get ready for next year, you know, because of it's just a, you know, free practice, if you will.
Sammy, they did it around holidays, and oftentimes these guys, like Christmas, you know, you don't see it nowadays. They reconvene after Christmas. They get home for a few days, work a little right. bit here, but you know, they would go to a different site. Explain that, because it wasn't all. Say you played in Tampa in the Hall of Fame Bowl, or Orlando in the Citrus Bowl. It wasn't both weeks there. He'd split it up into Daytona some other weeks, and really, holidays were spent down there.
Yes, he would. He would go to Daytona Beach. We spent a couple times there at Daytona Beach, and I think one time he went to Tampa, and they would work out at a stadium. I think at Daytona Beach it was a single-A baseball club there at Daytona, and we worked out on their baseball field, and they would have a set of goalposts there. And it was just, work, and then they did the main work there in the outfield of the baseball diamond. And so he really got a lot of work in, got a lot of, you know, he carried everybody, too. He didn't just carry the practice squad, the regular traveling squad. He would take everybody down there. It was just like a practice in August, and it was warm, and he got a lot of things done. And I remember seeing my first cell phone. I think Clyde Wren had it, and he was calling recruits, and he would explain to them that they're in Daytona Beach getting ready for the Citrus Bowl game or the Gator Bowl game. And that was very impressive, you know, and because you could hear in the background the practices in the background. So that really impressed recruits, I'm sure. But anyway, after a couple of weeks, they would break camp and go to the respective bowl site and then be there for a week or so.
Sammy, why did it work? You know, Tommy West tried it when he became the head coach, and Syracuse beat him 41-0 or 45-0, whatever the thing was. And he talked about how we went down too early and it doesn't work anymore. Why did it work with Coach Ford in his days, but it wouldn't work today?
I would say, Mickey, because just my estimation, I think that that's a great question. I would say, Mickey, because people expect to have time off at that time, and they got their mind on other things now. And I would say that was the main reason, Mickey, that worked, because they just expected it from Coach Ford, and I guess it was just a different era.
Yeah.
You know, I'd say it boils down to that. You knew when you came to Clemson, you were going to work, and then I guess there were some limitations on what you could do under Coach West, and I guess it was just different personnel and things like this, and sometimes you can wear out your fellas. But Coach Ford, I remember their player under him saying, "We were so glad when it came to the bowl game." He said the game was the easiest part about the whole trip.
Yeah, well, it worked for him, certainly.
Laboring in those practices and things.
Yeah, it certainly worked for him, beating Ohio State in 78 and Nebraska in the 81 season there, 82 Orange Bowl, and then they go and the Minnesota game in 85. It's crazy that the cold games they lost, the Shreveport game and the The Peaceable game they lost, but beating Stanford and Penn State and Oklahoma and West Virginia, the guy, he had the bowl games figured out.
Yeah, he did, and I guess it all boiled down to just motivation. How you motivated your players too. It's just like how Coach Sweeney can motivate his players. It's all about motivation, and I heard him say the other day that, you know, motivating the players, and he likes, you know, I guess what you used to refer to the bulletin board material, and lack of respect to Clemson. He uses that. But going down to Florida was an experience, and it really worked because, you know, they beat a fine Oklahoma team, Penn State team, you know. That was a good win. Those were good, great wins for Clemson. And then those bowl wins, you know, made the winter short, and you could start spring practice with that momentum of those big bowl wins.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always started strong, always finished strong. Great stuff. Sam, for Kent, next week, I want to talk about some of the other coaches and some of the things they went through and maybe some of our challenges when we get together next week.
We'll talk about maybe Coach Howard and P. Head Walker next week.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. We'll do that for sure.
So I tell you what, there's some good stories around them. They were just cut out of the same cloth. They were both from Alabama, and we'll talk a little bit about that next week. I tell you, it's just I cannot believe, Mickey, a week from this Friday, high school football starts.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
I think it's week zero. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's week zero. I just can't believe it's already starting. You know, I'm sure they're all in the jamborees and things. I remember whenever I was coming along, Mickey, that first Friday, that's the most exciting time of the year.
Yeah, we loved it, and we're loving it right now. Yep. No doubt about that. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk next week, too. We've got a book coming out, and I know people want to get excited about that with the college football season and all. Can't wait, Sammy. I always enjoy seeing you. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Well, thank you, Mickey, and I hope everybody out in your audience have a good rest of the week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. That is a good friend, Sam Blackman, who does a wonderful job with his book. I got his book the other day, I told you. Thicker than any steak I've ever had. And I've had some big steaks in my day, buddy.
Big steaks.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Harry's and what Harry's is doing right now. Harry's.com. They've got this free trial set, folks. I shave with Harry's. My wife shaves with Harry's. And we love Harry's and Harry's.com. And when I travel, I make sure I've got my Harry's with me and my razor and my travel kit. I love it. You can, too. They feel so good about what they're doing. Over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's, 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And right now, if you haven't switched, they've got a great deal for you. They're so confident in these blades, they're going to give you the free set and just covering. All you do is cover shipping with this set, an ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blades and rich lathering shave gel and travel cover. And so now we partner with Harry's here. To give you a heads up on this thing, going to Harry's is harrys.com/Mickey. That's harrys.com/Mickey and get that free trial set today. Only just pay a few bucks for shipping. Don't wait. Do it today. Harry's.com, free trial set. You get the handle. You get the blade. You get the shave gel. You get the travel blade cover. All at harrys.com/Mickey. That's harrys.com/MICKEY. Do not wait. Get started with Harry's today. When we come back, CBS Sports has their top 130 list. They've ranked all 130 Division I football teams. We'll tell you where Clemson ranks, where South Carolina ranks, where Georgia ranks, and everybody else, everybody in the country. When you return for more of the Mickey Plotto Show right after this.
Looking for a career change? Looking for a job? Visit the Upstate Staffing Job Fair this Thursday from 10 until 7.
Upstate Staffing has positions for machine operators, forklift drivers, quality inspectors, data entry, clerical, and more. You can also visit and apply right now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
The job fair is Thursday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Their office is located in Anderson just off I-85 on Liberty Highway, that's exit 21, and next to the new Burger King.
Visit now at upstatestaffingsc.com.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com. In Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate upfront to you with a verification of your business Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. Call now at 864-401-8506 or email sales at CruteLED.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
Hey, Tiger fans, don't miss your chance to see the defending national champions in Death Valley this year. Clemson Tiger football single game tickets for select games are now available for purchase on ClemsonTigers.com. Be sure and reserve your tickets today, as availability is limited. The 2017 season features another great home schedule, and this is your chance to be part of the action. Log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your tickets, and we'll see you in Memorial Stadium.
Katie, where's your Jergens? My lotion? Here in the shower.
In the shower?
I use Wet Skin Moisturizer from Jergens. It's a lotion that works with water to instantly lock in moisture from my shower. My skin stays soft and luminous all day without a heavy, sticky feel. It's all-day moisture made simple.
Well, I did always teach you to enjoy the simple things in life. Can I borrow your Jergens Wet Skin Moisturizer?
Of course, Mom.
Jergens, let your beautiful shine.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid and get 2 months of free service with no annual contract on AT&T's network. 2 months free, huh? You know, my wife wanted 2 months free. Then she jetted off to the Canary Islands and met some tennis pro named Sergio.
Kevin?
She doesn't even like canaries.
You want to stick to the script, please?
Right. Sorry, Dan.
It's Don.
Don. With AT&T Prepaid, you can watch all of your favorite shows with no annual contract. Wow. No annual contract? No commitment at all? Remind you of anyone, Don?
Maybe your wife?
Bingo.
Can we wrap this up, Kevin?
Oh, sorry, Doug. That's Prepaid Your Way from AT&T.
Great. Thank you.
Sure beats whatever Sergio's offering.
Okay, that's it. I'm cutting the legal.
Limited time offer. Requires payment at activation. Taxes extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan and cannot lapse to get bill credit for 3rd and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Weiland Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I like that cat now. Keep playing that stuff. Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Locally owned, locally operated, proudly operated by Clemson alumni here. I just like the people there, and the good people came out here on a couple of cases, once at my home. Easy, man. Easy. You know, so much of life is hard. I ordered something yesterday online, and like the little process, the registration process you had to do, it was hard. And I told you, Zach, off the air about, it's like I was trying to do this transaction one time, and it's very difficult online. I'm like, man, I like ease and convenience. So much of life is hard. Why would you want it? And knowing waking up with bad plumbing issues, that's hard. The solution is easy. Solution's Roto-Rooter. RotoRooter.com here locally. Put in your, because you got different area codes, different zip codes. You can put in your zip code and you got a RotoRooter.com. But you're going to love it. It's RotoRooter.com. These are good folks. Since 1935, proudly owned and operated for over 30 years here now in the upstate. We are big, major, huge endorsers of the good folks at RotoRooter. Texas said, who was singing that song? That's Chris Stapleton, right? You know who that is? All right.
That's correct.
Guy. We just sold some albums. I need a little royalties from that guy. Let me give you the top 130. This is CBSSports.com. We're going to fly through these. You ready? Because a couple of these teams of interest, and the Tigers and Gamecocks play a couple, and we've got some local teams in here. You ready?
Are we going all the way from the bottom?
Yep, all from the bottom.
130-1.
Start at the bottom, now we're here.
Oh, boy.
Give me one guess. Worst team in the country.
Worst team in the country at the Division I level?
Yep. 130 teams.
Is UAB have a team?
UAB is number 129. Starting back over. UMass, number 130.
Okay.
UAB, 129. Starting back over.
UMass, that was on the South Carolina schedule last year?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Texas State, 128.
Mm-hmm.
Coastal Carolina, 127. Buffalo, 126. Charlotte, 125. New Mexico State, 124. UTEP, 123. At 122 is Georgia State, 121. Kent State, who the Tigers will be playing this year. That's going to be like not very close. Ball State's at 120. San Jose State's at 119. Rice is 118. Louisiana Monroe, 117. Florida International's 116. 115 is Fresno State. 114, North Texas. 113, UNLV. Bowling Green, sad to say, I've got some Bowling Green fans. At number 112. I've got two friends of mine, Bowling Green people. UConn, 111. What happened?
Hey, UConn?
Yeah.
They've always been a basketball school.
Yeah, but they had a couple good years in that there.
When they had Donald Brown?
Yes.
Donald Brown.
Forgot about Donald Brown.
And they went to the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did it happen, man?
I don't know.
I got one guy for you. Randy Etzel.
Was he there for that?
Was he there for their big year?
I think he was. I think he was the man in charge at that point.
They're terrible now.
They're awful.
Did he beat South Carolina in a bowl game?
Did they? They don't care about football up there.
Yeah, they beat South Carolina in the 09 Papa John's Bowl.
The stadium is like 40 minutes away from campus. You have to take a bus to go get it.
It's not good.
No.
Nevada, 110. East Carolina, 109. What happened to East Carolina? This is an interesting list. East Carolina, Scotty Montgomery. What happened?
Hate to see it.
They're terrible.
Just hate to see it. Little Pirates.
Arrgh. They were so good at one time. It was a very proud program at one time.
Kristen's sister went to ECU.
Arr,
and tried to talk smack to me about it like the first time we met.
She did?
Yeah.
How'd that work out like, for her?
Not well. Not well at all.
Give me a break, East Carolina. Scotty Montgomery, just in year two. We'll see if he can turn it around. Akron, number 108. It's not good. Louisiana Lafayette, 107. Eastern Michigan's 106. 105, Georgia Southern. What happened? 104, Central Michigan. Utah State's at 103. Rutgers at 102.
Birthplace college football.
Yeah.
Georgia Southern is what, by the way?
Georgia Southern is 105.
Is Georgia Southern where the former offensive line coach at South Carolina is the head coach now?
No, Georgia State.
Georgia State, excuse
me. And they're back there at number 122. Clown. Text message extraordinaire said, the Pirates are terrible. Rutgers at 102, birthplace of college football. Idaho at 101, Tulane at 100.
Rutgers' September schedule is brutal, by the way. Have you seen it?
No. Nah.
Just take a look at it as you're running through this list.
Rutgers, you ready?
Just their September schedule.
Washington, Eastern Washington, Morgan State.
Easy, easy.
At Nebraska, Ohio State.
Those three games, Washington, Nebraska, and Ohio State.
Yeah, what are you doing playing Washington?
Awful.
Kansas, number 99.
That's surprising.
Lovie Smith, Illinois, 98. South Alabama, 97. Virginia, 96. Florida Atlantic, 95. Marshall, 94. What happened to Marshall? They were supposed to be so good a couple of years ago.
We are.
Marshall. Northern Illinois, 93. New Mexico, 92. Old Dominion, 91. Cal's at number 90 now.
That's stunning. You had a number one pick in the draft a year ago.
Oh, that's crazy. Cincinnati, 89. Cincinnati's behind Texas San Antonio.
Is Tuberville still up there?
No.
Who's up there?
The new guy, Luke Fickell from Ohio State.
That's right. Tuberville left during the season last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's terrible. Boston College, 87. Ah. Ooh, that hurts.
Ooh. Oh.
Hawaii, number 86. Purdue is 85.
Purdue?
Yeah. Southern Miss, 84. Beat Kentucky last year. Chad Morris, Southern SMU, 83. Iowa State, 82. Temple, 81. Ohio, 80. Arkansas State, 79. Miami of Ohio, 78. Western Michigan, 77. Duke, 76. Air Force is 75. What happened to Air Force's program? Oregon State, 74. They're terrible. Missouri, 73. Won the SEC East a few years ago, 73.
Air Force.
They're terrible. Missouri's terrible.
Air Force has got to get their head out of the clouds, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you didn't just do that. How did stinking Missouri? Terrible at 73.
Terrible.
I tell you one that's a shock. I thought Rich Rodriguez was close. They're number 72.
Arr.
I mean, I thought at Arizona, man, they were so close to having it, you know?
They were close.
He's going to his sixth year. He went 8-5, 8-5, 10-4, 7-6, 3-9.
Oh, ooh. Hot seat?
Yeah. Oh, sure. He's on the hot seat. Texas Tech, 71. Can't play defense. Arizona State, 70. Man, I thought the guy was close. He's just not a good guy, though. Central Florida. Scott Frost, they were 0-12 2 years ago. 6-6 last year. Scott Frost, Central Florida, doing a good job. Army's at 68. Rick Stockstill's, the Fighting Stockstill's, Middle Tennessee State, 67. Western Kentucky, 66. My Indiana Hoosiers, 65. Watch out. I'm just telling you.
Watch out, watch out, watch out.
Maryland, 64. Syracuse, 63. Vanderbilt, 62.
Vanderbilt.
Text my extraordinary said, Rich Rodriguez on a hot seat, but it's a dry heat. Touche, man. Touche. Louisiana Tech, 61. Tulsa, 60. Troy, 59. Wyoming, 58. Toledo, 57. Ole Miss, 56. Wake Forest, 55. App State, 54. Colorado State, Mike Bobo, the Fighting Bobos, 53. Baylor's at 52. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Kentucky, 51. You hate that. Not even top 50.
How can Kentucky be below South Carolina?
They are. Minnesota, 50. Memphis, 49. North Carolina, way down to 48. Mm-hmm. Lost everything. Houston loses Tom Herman, 47.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego State, 46. Michigan State down to 45.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Say it ain't so.
Navy at 44. This is CBS Sports Top 130. Colorado, 43. South Carolina, 42. About right, right? Come on, man.
Yeah, 42. It's great. It's where you need to be. It's where the promised land is.
A&M 41.
42 is so far ahead of the expectations of that program. It's Muschamp. The rankings have to catch up to him. I don't know if.
Oh, come on.
You know?
Come on. You've been to A&M. How's A&M 41?
They shouldn't be. The amount of money they throw into that program.
Crazy. Pitt, 40. Georgia Tech, 39. UCLA, 38. But we all know schools very difficult there. Iowa, 37. Mississippi State, 36. Nebraska, 35. BYU, 34. Oregon, 33. Arkansas, 32. West Virginia's 31. I know nothing about West Virginia this year. I know, but like I can't figure West Virginia out. Northwestern is 30. You have Boise State, 29, Utah, 28, Notre Dame, 27, and Tennessee, 26. Ready for top 25? Got to fly through them.
Top 25. Go.
Number 25, TCU.
Boo.
Washington State, 24.
Boo.
I've been telling you, NC State, 23.
Okay.
Virginia Tech, also on the Clemson schedule, 22. Texas, 21.
No.
Kansas State, 20.
No.
South Florida, Charlie Strong.
Charlie, how long is he going to be at South Florida? A year, maybe two?
No. He'll stay there a while now.
I think he's there for a year or two.
Grass is not greener. He'll stay at South Florida.
It's not greener in Texas, tell you that much.
Miami's at 18. Mm-hmm. Louisville at 17. Florida at 16. Georgia's at 15. 14 is Stanford. CBS Sports top 130. Michigan's 13. LSU 12. Wisconsin 11. Scotty. Oklahoma State is 10. Auburn on the Clemson schedule at 9. Oklahoma's at 8. Washington at 7. Clemson at 6. 5 is Penn State. 4 is Southern Cal. 3 is Florida State. 2 Ohio State. Number 1 Alabama. That's the CBS Sports list. You like Clemson at 6?
Yeah, that's fine. You want to put the chip there. That's all right. They shouldn't be at 6. They should be ahead of Penn State. They should be ahead of Southern Cal.
Oh.
Ohio State, if we're going to be honest. They should be at 3.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. I have my good friend J-Dub's going to join us. He's been studying on this Quail Hollow. Quail Hollow, the first 5 holes have changed at Quail Hollow. PGA Championship. We're going to talk a little PGA Championship next segment. Hadn't done a lot of that this week, by the way. PGA Championship. Jordan Spieth is chasing the career Grand Slam. Rory McIlroy's playing better. Hideki Matsuyama shoots 61. We'll look at weather. We'll look at also, if you're going to Quail Hollow for the PGA Championship, we'll give you parking information, ticket information, talk about what to expect. PGA Championship's 2.5 hours from us here at the station, 2 hours from hour and a half from many of you out there. So PGA Championship's coming. So we'll get a little preview with our good friend J-Dub coming up. We'd love to have you come back for more. I have some Clemson football thoughts that we hadn't touched on in hour number 3. With Zach, I'm Mickey. More on your turn right after this.